Morning, everybody. My topic is to discuss quality recruitment process based on fiber length distribution by weight. After representing the forward feeding process in combing, the relationships among fiber length distribution, the separating gauge, and the feeding length were established, and a sample of cotton lab was adopted, and numerical calculation was carried out to discuss the effect of separating gauge and feeding length on fiber length changes in recombing. So what's recombing? As the name suggests, it's combing for twice. It was firstly used in wool spinning to make the wool straight and parallel after the top dyeing. It can achieve the designed parameters, blend the fibers sufficiently, and bring additional profits. It is also widely used in remi spinning due to the high production rate and better yarn quality. Recently, the application of recombing technique in cotton spinning also received researchers' attention. As well known, the knoil percentage, the production rate, and the level of impurity transfer are critical measures in assessing the efficiency of a comb, and the internal relationship among them are obvious. The knoil percentage depends strongly upon the processing parameters and the length distribution of the fibers being combed. Based on fiber length distribution by weight, we are going to discuss the effect of separating gauge and feeding length on fiber length changes, the production rate, and the knoil percentage. Here's a flash to illustrate the forward feeding process in combing. Yeah, please ignore the Chinese characters. And I'm quite sure everybody here is familiar with this process. Let's look back to the slides. And figure one is a diagram of forward feeding process. The Roman position 1, 2, 3 are the rearmost position and the foremost position of nape of the separating rollers, respectively. Here, R is the separating gauge. A is the shortest distance between the fillet of cylinder and the nape, where the strand couldn't be combed. F is the feeding length, and alpha 1 is the feeding coefficient, which means before the top comb starts to work, the fitted length of the strand is alpha 1 multiplies F. In one period of forward feeding process, the nape moves backward until the position 3 in figure 1, and the cylinder starts to work on the strand, and then the nape moves forward. Let L1 be the length of the longest fiber in the knoil, and L2 be the length of the shortest fiber in the web. Then L1 and L2 can be calculated in these equations. Figure 2 is a sketch of fiber length distribution. We designate L and FL as fiber length and fiber length probability density function by weight, respectively. Assume that fiber with length L shorter than L2, the fiber will be removed to the knoil, and if the length longer than L1, the fiber will go to the web. If the length between them, the probability of the fiber to be combed out is Q, and no fiber breaks or is damaged during combing. So the knoil percentage and the length density function of fibers in the web can be calculated. In the right of the knoil percentage, the first part is the fibers to be combed out because the length is shorter than L2. And the length between L2 and L1, the probability of fibers to be combed out is Q. So that's the knoil percentage. As for the density function of the fiber length in the web, GL can be proved according to the normalization. Consequently, the mean length and length regularity and short fiber content can be obtained. Here, the upper limit of short fiber content is set at 16 millimeters, called in China, we usually use it. Then a sample of cotton lab was adopted, and the fiber lengths were determined on Aquira length testing instrument. The fiber length properties are listed in table 1. The histogram of fiber length distribution is shown in figure 3. The blue curve line in figure 3 is a non-parametric kernel estimate of a fiber length density function, and the following calculate is based on this curve line. Firstly, we will compare the effect of Kumi and Rikumi on fiber length changes. According to the parameters of a domestic Kumi machine, the feeding length and separating gauge were designed in Table 2, and let the coefficient of feeding length and the probability of fibers to be combed out at 0.5 to facilitate the computation. Let's have a look at the result. Figure 4 will show the fiber changes in Kumi. The red curve line is the fiber density function before Kumi, and after Kumi, the density function shifts to the blue curve line. Bear in mind that the probability of fibers with length between L2 and L1 to be combed out is Q, which is set at 0.5. So there are tremendous changes at the point 15 and 21. As for the Rikumi, here's also the fiber length density function before Kumi and after the first Kumi. After Rikumi, the fiber length density function moved to the right. Also from the fiber length properties in Table 3, it can be concluded that with the same production rate, the mean length and length regularity of the recumbent saliva have improved to a certain extent, and short fiber content in the saliva of combed saliva has apparently reduced. On the other hand, it's advisable to predict that if the short fiber content is kept at constant, the recumbent technique could improve the production rate. Secondly, we'll discuss the effect of separating gauge on the fiber length changes in Rikumi. The increasing values of separating gauge were designed as listed in Table 4, and the feeding length is set at 6 millimeters. Let's have a look at the result. Here, the fiber length density function before Kumi and after first Kumi, and after Rikumi, with the increase of separating gauge. You can see that the fiber length density function keeps moving to the right. Also, from the fiber length probabilities in Table 5, it's reasonable that the short fiber content and production rate decrease with the increase of separating gauge. Here, the length irregularity lowers 0.5% to 1%. Per increase 2 millimeters of the separating gauge. We also designed another group of the separating gauge. The result are listed in Table 7. You can see that if we exchange the separating gauge in the first and the second Rikumi process, it shows minor effect on the recumbent saliva. Finally, we will discuss the effect of feeding length on the fiber length changes in Rikumi. Similarly, we adopt the increasing values of feeding length, and the separating gauge is set at 15 millimeters. Here, after the first Kumi, it's a blue curve line, and after Rikumi, with the increase of feeding length, the fiber length density function moved to the right slightly. Also, from the fiber length probabilities in Table 9, we can conclude that the feeding length alone doesn't have significant effect on the fiber length changes, as was shown in the changing of separating gauge. Here are the conclusions. With the same production rate in Kumi and Rikumi, the mean length and length regularity after Rikumi have improved to a certain extent, and short fiber content is apparently reduced. The short fiber content and production rate of the recumbent saliva are reduced gradually with the increase of separating gauge, and the length regularity of the recumbent saliva lowers 0.5% to 1% per increase 2 millimeters of separating gauge. If the values of separating gauge in the first and the second Kumi are exchanged, it has little effect on the recombined saliva. And the feeding loss alone doesn't have significant effect on the fiber loss changes in recombing. We wish to thank Dr. Oxenham from North Carolina State University for his patience and direction for the presentation. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
We do have 2 minutes for questions.
According to your density trace, because when I will be using some thermal estimator, I'm able to smooth it. You use probably a wrong parameter for smoothing. Because
yes.
Why this density should be having polymodal, should be having one maximum only. Therefore, it should be using more smoothing, obtaining smooth curve, understanding. We have this kind of one. If from the statistics, I have multimodal. Yeah, go back. That's typical in case of statistic having polymodal function, but in fact it's unimodal. Therefore, it should be necessary to smooth it more, obtaining some peak. Understanding me?
Yeah.
Therefore,
but let's have a look at
some statistical package. You know, we can see that one. Then we'll be smoothing it more. We'll be smooth.
But
histogram is from point of it's not precise. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I can smooth it. That one could be smoothed via kernel estimation. You should use some optimal kernel, and in this case, you will be obtaining unimodal distribution,
but
maximally bimodal.
The histogram. This is histogram.
But histogram, in fact, it's not true. It's based on measurement. Therefore, histogram is as a case of regression. I should smooth it. And this one, why to copy this one? That one's understanding me. From the statistics, one maximum second, this is multimodal. It's not true.
Yes, what I think is that Ken is using the density, the observed density trace, not the probability density function.
In kernel density smoothing, you have a parameter for smoothing. Therefore, you should use suboptimal kernel smoothing.
As a polygon, not as a kernel.
But kernel is smooth, strictly speaking. Therefore, I can smooth it. More.
In this case, it would affect the graphical representation and not the computation.
For your PhD, it would be better to use this smoothing because it's logical. Because some question would be why you have these modes. What is the reason for these modes? Nothing.
You know, I think it's better to based on the experimental result.
No,
so we use
experimental results are subjected to some variation. Smooth it. Kernel is smoothing. Kernel density is smooth density, not histogram. When you need to have a histogram, use histogram.
But the fiber loss density function is not the normal distribution, you know.
But it's not normal. Kernel
is not normal.
It's no parametric smoothing. Kernel smoothing is no parametric smoothing. You can smooth everything. But multimodal is not logic. Ask some statistician. When statistician will be saying, this one will be saying it's not true because it's over. Multiple modes, and we should have some ideas according to mode. Mode is something separating two things. We have now, I don't know, 20 modes. It's not logical.
Normally, you know that in the combing, actually, there is forward feeding, that means when the nippers are going, and backward feeding. There are two systems.
Yes.
And your estimations are valid for both or for which
for
system?
The forward feeding process.
Forward.
Yes.
And the backwards would be something else completely. I guess.
Yeah, but I think it would be the same.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the model type of the comber?
Model.
Which one? Rita, for example. Which one?
What kind of machine?
Okay. It's a domestic combing machine.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.